51-year-old Mary Duke is a widow of Adol Kang Makwei, an SPLA soldier who died during the 21-year Sudanese Civil War. Speaking in Dinka language, Duke says ever since South Sudan gained its independence, she has struggled to raise her children without any support from the government.
The orphans and widows like me have been neglected by those who are alive. I lost my husband during the liberation struggle, and I didn't grieve so much because I knew he sacrificed his life for our freedom. But ever since the country gained independence, widows and orphans were neglected by the government. I have been struggling to feed and pay school fees for my children without government support.
South Sudan commemorates July 30th every year, the day SPLA leader Dr. John Garang died in a helicopter crash on his way home from Uganda in 2005. The day is also marked to remember those who've died fighting for South Sudan's independence. Duke says unless the government provides support for widows and orphans of the martyrs, Martyrs' Day is meaningless.
Unless the president tries by all means, despite the challenges facing him, to make sure the widows are supported, I don't think celebrating Martyrs' Day every year means much to us. Let the country's leaders rethink how this country came to where it is today. Let them remember their brothers who sacrificed their lives for this country. Some of these soldiers who died have families and they need support.
Another widow, Awuri Chol Adol, says she lost her husband, Simon Ateng Alirkwang, a year after the civil war broke out between Khartoum and the Sudan's People Liberation Army in 1983. Speaking in Dinka, Adol says the government has done little to honor those who died during the war.
There has not been much support by the government. What I cannot deny is that they registered me in the police as an officer, but still, the salary from the police is not enough to send my children to school. I have been doing a business in second-hand clothes, and that is how I managed to pay school fees.
Article 23 of the South Sudan's Transitional Constitution, Section 203, stipulates that among the powers of the national government shall be the rehabilitation of and benefits to disabled war veterans, orphans, widows, and care for the dependents of deceased war, fallen heroes, and heroines. South Sudan does not pay benefits to widows, war veterans, dependents, or orphans. Brigadier General Lam Fol Gavriel, spokesman for South Sudan Defense and Veteran Affairs Ministry, told South Sudan in Focus that Defense Minister Angelina Tench would commend such comments after her meeting yesterday. Repeated calls to Gavriel seen yesterday have gone unanswered. In 2018, President Salva Kiir set government in action to care for the widows, orphans and wounded heroes of the war was, in his words, a mistake and not deliberate. He apologized to the families of the martyrs for the failure of the government to support them and ask them to remain patient. In a Martyrs' Day speech last week, Kiir said he would act on the complaints of citizens who should be receiving benefits.
Fellow citizens, as your leaders, we are likewise happy to receive and act on your concerns when presented in constructive manner. We consider your input as a crucial guide for us as we steadily implement the revitalized agreement.
In 2015, South Sudan Defense Ministry created a pension program to support families of martyrs. That same year, the National Parliament held a hearing on a bill to improve the welfare of families of martyrs. The Martyrs' Family Fund Bill was presented to Parliament but was never brought up for a vote. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor.